Moshi, good morning.
Good morning, honey.
Thanks very much for joining us this morning. So the Head On Photo Festival, give us a little bit of background. When did it actually start?
Well, the festival started in 2010, so this is our seventh year now, but its origins are in Head On Portrait Prize, which started in 2004.
And what was the idea behind the founding of the Head On Portrait Prize originally?
Well, the Portrait Prize was sort of the answer to the photographic archivolt. We wanted to have a show that was not about celebrities and not about famous photographers. It was about good photography. And we just got together, a bunch of photographers, looking at the submissions that didn't make it to the other competition. And we thought to ourselves, wow, there's a great work here. There's fantastic stuff that is never going to be seen by anyone because it was not accepted just like between friends. And we had the show the first year by invitation, like we sent emails to, you know, friends, and we had 100 or thereabouts submissions. We got a gallery together in no time, just by chance. We had the cancellation in the gallery that I knew, and we took the gallery and had the show, and we opened one day before the Archibald opened, and we had hundreds and hundreds of people there.
Well, it's quite interesting with the aspect of, you know, seeing these ones that were not going to be seen by anywhere else, because you've got this interesting aspect to the judging, anonymous judging. So each photo comes to the judges anonymously, so the reputation of the photographer can't influence their decisions. So what are they actually looking for when they judge the photo?
Okay. Look, we invested a lot of energy into creating a system that doesn't enable the judges to see the names of the photographers, specifically, as you say, so they're not, their judgment is not influenced by the celebrity or, you know, the reputation of the photographer. So what they're looking for is really just good images that they can connect with. So the only instructions, if you want, that the judges have when they select the work is they need to find work that they can connect with and usually connect with emotionally. Saying that, you know, some of the images, you know, are more sort of demands more intellectual work to get through. But all the work has some elements of that you can actually look at the image and appreciate it and connect with it on a very universal level.
Well, speaking generally, do you think people do connect with photography in this day and age as much as they used to when they're sort of scrolling through Instagram accounts every other day? They're looking at all these fantastic photos that are sort of bombarding us online. Do you think people sort of stop and take a moment and really appreciate and try and connect with photographic works?
Well, some do, but that was exactly the reason for the festival. The festival is an opportunity to slow down, stop, and look at good images that have some meaning, as opposed to images that may have a meaning, but, you know, more personal, like, I don't know, what I had for breakfast or whatever that I want to share with other people for whatever reason. So we do have a festival that the images are printed, they are not online, you can't flick through, so you actually have to go and look at stuff on the wall, large size, good quality, and actually spend some time with those images and sort of elevate them, if you want, from the rest of the images that are out there, that you can actually stop for a minute and you know, contemplate and connect with and think about and talk to other people who are in the space about the images and sort of share how you feel and what you think about them. That's really the essence of the festival.
That's a beautiful way to drink it in, Moshi. And I understand you guys are still looking for entrants at the moment. What categories are you actually looking for entrants in?
We've got four categories. We've got portrait one, we've got landscape, we've got mobile, i.e. anything that is shot on a phone or a mobile device, and student, which is open to primary and secondary students, Australian, that is. So four categories, and big prizes, over $50,000 worth of, including a lot of cash. The finalists are exhibited at the Museum of Sydney or at Parliament House, and then tour internationally to different festivals. And there's a lot of stuff there, product that go to all the finalists. Very exciting. It's a very exciting way to connect with other people, and a lot of people see it, and a lot of people got jobs out of it, and careers, and galleries, and whatever.
Mm. Well, it sounds like a fabulous opportunity for any sort of happy snappers, anybody who thinks they're pretty good with a camera, or even, as you mentioned there in that category, taking pictures on the old mobile phone. Moshi, do wish you all the very best of luck. Obviously, the festival's a little while away, but do wish you the very best of luck with the entrance.
Fantastic. And as you said, the deadline is this weekend.
Yep, this weekend, February 28th. Moshi, yes. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.